Welcome to the Stelvio National Park. The application, following in the footsteps of history you have activated, gives you access to historical and environmental information on the place you are visiting. It is a way of offering cultural contents without us needing to set up and manage info boards or you to stop and read them. As you move along the itinerary, you will receive mobile phone alerts when you reach points of interest. A map of the area will automatically appear, giving you the opportunity to activate an audio description. We recommend you use headphones so that you can remain focused on the route as you walk. As well as audio information, the application also makes a series of archive images available. Stop a moment to look at these. Prudence is always advisable in the mountains. Take advantage of the opportunity to enjoy the landscape around you. Remember to wear mountain boots and suitable clothing at all times. At high altitudes, the weather changes rapidly and it is important to have warm, wind and rainproof clothing with you at all times. Bringing food and water is recommended, and bringing a minimum of first aid supplies with you is good practice. For safety purposes, you may also want to consider hiring an alpine or middle mountain guide to accompany you. You are in the Stelvio National Park, on the border between the Lombardy region, Trentino, Alto Adige, Sudtirol and Switzerland, in proximity to some of the highest mountains in the Ortolsseevdale Massif. It is now a popular tourist destination, a place of meeting and transit, but these mountains have been an important cross-alpine transit route for both men and goods since antiquity. From 1915 to 1918, the area was the site of bloody fighting between the Italian Kingdom and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Most of the fighting took place at high altitude, where permanent snow and glaciers are the norm, and this is why it has been called the White War ever since. It is precisely due to the specific conservation facilitated by high-altitude environments that so much evidence of the presence of the two armies on these peaks has been conserved. These are important historical records now protected by the law. Any damage whatsoever, including taking with you a small piece of these historical items and finds, is thus strictly forbidden. The information offered here falls under the Historical Heritage Promotion Program, sponsored and promoted by the Lombard region in the Stelvio National Park and the Adamello Park, in conjunction with the Temu White War Museum. The aim of the project is to describe the places, events and artifacts linked to World War I, bringing out little-known aspects of the war and, above all, remembering that the history of the White War, like that of the Great War as a whole, is a story of unimaginable suffering on both sides. The purpose of this story is thus to pay tribute to those soldiers who played a part in these tragic events, quietly doing their duty or in the belief that honoring their nation meant giving their lives. We therefore hope you will undertake this very beautiful walk in a spirit which is respectful not only of nature but also, first and foremost, of the memory of the men who were obliged to fight and kill each other here. This itinerary, from Passo dello Stelvio to the peak of Mount Scorlazzo, follows path number 13, a straightforward footpath with an altitude gain and loss of around 336 meters and an average ascent time of around 1 hour. Along this itinerary, you will come across four points of interest: artillery positions on the ridge to the south of Passo dello Stelvio, remains of trenches in the moonscape at Passo del Plateliole, trenches and positions dominating Passo dello Stelvio at Mount Scorlazzino, and, lastly, to the south, the frontline positions on the peak of Mount Scorlazzo. Until shortly before the war, Passo dello Stelvio was guarded by a tiny number of Italian and Austrian soldiers. just a few hours before the formal beginning of the war, set at 0 hour on 24 May 1915, the Italian squad received an order to abandon the pass and withdraw to the valley as no shelters or supply routes invisible to the Austrian arm had been set up. A small squad of Alpini occupied the peak of Mount Scorlusino. This almost inevitable withdrawal had a significant impact on later military action in this area. In fact, all subsequent Italian attempts to capture Passo dello Stelvio were inexorably blocked by stubborn Austrian resistance facilitated by dominant positions on mountains. Scorlusso and Scorlusino. Thanks to the assistance of the Austrian National Library, photographs of the area are also on display at this itinerary's points of interest. Happy walking.